Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Trash Talking Tuesday continues, although try to get away from the trash talking and more, you know, get straight into the facts because we have a special guest in the studio. It's 8:07 time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Billy Woods is here, the sheriff of Marion County. How you doing, Sheriff?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fantastic. It's good to have you in here.
Always a pleasure.
We missed you last time. We know they've got all kinds of duties. They keep you busy, don't they?
They do. They keep me running from one end of the state in my county all over, and I work hard.
help me and the listeners to understand, when it comes to the schools, the difference between a resource officer, the guardian program, and what you're specifically doing in Marion County, because I still think there is a little bit of confusion.
Yeah, there is, and it's throughout the state. You know, you get something new like this, and you're trying to implement what's the best interest of our kids and the schools of keeping the children safe. Obviously, school resource officers or school resource deputies, in which sheriff's office call them, is the sworn law enforcement where the school districts are working cooperation with their local law enforcement to put a sworn deputy or a sworn officer into each of the schools.
Now, which has been going on depending on the school and depending on the county, but that's a program that's been ongoing for a few years at least in
it has
many schools.
Most law enforcement throughout the entire state have had them in the high schools and the middle schools. Now we're bringing them all down to the elementary. Yesterday I was down speaking at the FASRO, which is the SRO conference organization, speaking before them. And what I told them is elementary, we're now introducing elementary because we pretty much have to by this new law and by the bill. And what's unique about this is it's given us the opportunity to change social and society itself. And what I mean by that, if you look, we put law enforcement into high schools and middle schools with the hopes of building the relationships and making sure that they understand that law enforcement is not the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement is the good guy. We're here to help. We're here to protect. And sometimes when you get to that age, it's already been instilled to them, however it comes by, whether it be from the home, whether it be from gangs, or whatever it may be. Their mindset is already set, and it's hard to change them. But when we get into the elementaries, we have the opportunity to be impression and upon these young kids and show them what law enforcement really is. And change it. So, yes, we've been doing that. The change is bringing it to the elementary. Now, the other part of it, the biggest thing, there is a third component that a lot of people don't know about or are getting confused is, and there's only a few counties that have them, is their own law enforcement agency. And that's the third component. And the reason for that, that's like Broward and down in Miami, I believe it's Palm Beach, and I always forget the third one. But these other county districts have their own police department, just like the University Police Department here, okay, separate from the Gainesville Police Department, separate from Alachua County Sheriff's Office. So each of those. So it was put in the bill so they wouldn't have to get rid of that law enforcement agency that that school district has, because those are large school districts, let's face it, enormous. And then the third component is the Guardian Program. The Guardian Program is – in the bill itself is a voluntary basis. Individuals to participate must be employees of the school districts, and they have to volunteer. Now, and part of the bill is once they complete this enormous amount of training, it totals up to 144 with the diversity training added in there. It is they get a concealed weapons permit, and it basically allows that individual to be on a school campus carrying a weapon to protect the children. Now, you asked about Marion County. What myself and the school districts have come to an agreement is, in which all of us, our ultimate goal is to get a resource officer on every school campus. That's what we want. You want law enforcement there. In Marion County, that's what we've done. We've come to an agreement that we will have a school resource officer in every one of our public schools. And then the second component, which the law allows us, is to have the Guardian program. And we're using the Guardian program to help supplement each of the school resource officers. Now, there is one area that we are in conflict, law enforcement and the school districts throughout the state, not just Marion County, is the school districts don't think that the charter schools are part of them. And they are. And statute clearly defines a charter school as a public school. But right now, the stance that the school districts are taking is they don't think that they are. But
why do they need to define that? What's the need behind that?
Well, I don't see the it's already defined. The state, if you look up the statute, and right now I can't think of the number off the top of my head. If you look up the charter school statute, the definition of a charter school is plainly says is a public school. Okay. Now, each of the school districts do provide a small portion of their funding into each of the charter schools throughout the state. And the bill, the new law, applies and to each of the charter schools. So that makes us responsible. We have to have one of those three components of the new law into the charter schools as well. As far as I know, there is not a school district in this entire state that recognizes the charter schools as a public school.
So the charter schools then would go without possibly, they could be without a SRO, but wouldn't they be in violation of the new state law?
Yes and no. Okay. I'm pretty sure there's not a sheriff in this entire state that's not going to protect the charter schools. So
no matter what, they're going to make
they'll have one of those
coverage.
They'll have one of those three things within a charter school, like us. I'll give you an example, is the Guardian program. We will have a guardian in our charter schools. And if I get forced to where we don't have any guardians, then I will have to put a deputy in the charter school. Or if it's in the city of Ocala will as well, too.
But that would, if you're going to have somebody as a guardian, they would have to already be employed at that school and then step forward and say, I'd like to be included in the guardian program, correct?
That is correct. That is absolutely
But they
correct.
Can't be a teacher.
No, they cannot. There are exceptions. The exceptions are if they are retired law enforcement or the current active military.
And they could also be a teacher and still qualify.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for trying to clarify some of that. So even with all that clarification, there's still, there's still some areas that there's not total agreement.
That is correct. And here's our hopes as sheriffs. You know, one of the things we do have, a lot of people don't know, is we have our own legislative summits where we all come together. And part of the next summit is where we're going to sit down at the table and basically try to help and fine tune some of these areas where we recognize that are, I don't want to say issues, but let's say concerns, that we think that we can improve it and get a little better direction. One of the biggest things is obviously the funding. I know you've heard it throughout this state, the funding, and absolutely it's not. Who pays for it? Which pocket does it come out of? The pocket that it comes out of is the taxpayer.
Right.
Whether it be the school district, whether it be the county commissioners, doesn't know. I do know, as the sheriff of Marion County, I will ensure that there is a school resource officer in every school and that I will protect my children in my county.
Fantastic. All right. We're going to move along as we continue talking to Sheriff Billy Woods, the sheriff of Marion County. He's going to explain to us Amendment 10. Why should we care and what's that all about? And crime rates going up or down and what we can do about it. We'll talk about all that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show on this Trash Talking Tuesday. It's 8:15 right now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hey, 21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check is brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, let's continue talking to Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. One of the things he wanted to bring up, and it's an important one, Amendment 10 is going to be on the ballot no matter what race that you're voting in, because it's going to be a statewide thing. It's a constitutional amendment. You know, the Florida state constitution requires 60% supermajority to change the constitution, and this is Amendment 10, Florida Amendment 10. And the sheriff is advocating a yes vote. Can you explain why this is important?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. And yes, I am. I'm asking citizens out here to vote yes for Amendment 10. And it's the Protection Amendment, is exactly what it is. One of the biggest things, and the first thing, is that it requires, rather than authorize, legislation to provide for the Department of Veteran Affairs. We're protecting and we're ensuring that our veterans have something or an agency within our government to protect them, to look out for their needs and provide for them, which is huge. It's kind of sad that it's not already there. As long as the wars and many veterans we have, we should have something in place that it takes care of them.
One of them is create a state office of domestic security and counterterrorism. That sounds like a good idea, but it also sounds like it's going to cost me as a taxpayer.
Good possibility in that area. Not sure on exactly what it would or how much it would. The thing is society, we are changing worldwide, not just in the United States, but we're changing and people are wanting to attack us. So we need to have something in place that our citizens in the state of Florida knows that they are protected. You know, law enforcement on our end, we can only do so much because we got to handle what's in our local areas. And although we may have small departments, small bureaus that looks at it, we discuss with the FBI, but having a specific anti-terrorism, counterterrorism group would be nothing but better for our state.
You're the expert in this, but it sounds like you'd be creating an office that would be a liaison between FBI and other intelligence gathering sources, and they would be communicating with local law enforcement. But I thought they were already doing that, and you would still have to communicate with local law enforcement. In other words, you'd still have to have point person, you or other of your command staff.
Yes.
That would be taking that information. You're kind of adding a layer there, which I guess could be a good idea or it could just be an added layer.
You know, good points, first of all, Bob, absolutely. But we have to have something that assures that it's in place. Yes, do we communicate? Absolutely. We communicate right now. And that's the first question. When we have an incident, everybody wants to blame, well, there was no communication. They didn't talk to them. FBI didn't tell you or local didn't do this. I think that this puts a measure in place to ensure that it does happen.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. There's a cover your basis. There'll be a clear office that you could contact and say,
absolutely.
Hey, what's going on? Or they can contact you and say, hey, here's a bulletin and it could affect your area.
In the best interest of the state of Florida. That's what we need to make sure we remember.
And then the other stuff is it would make sure that all these offices that are currently elected offices would continue to be because they're all constitutional officers, sheriff, tax collector, property appraiser, supervisor of elections, clerk of the circuit court, all the way they are now. And you told me Miami-Dade actually is one of the few counties that they don't do it that way. They actually have an appointed head of they're still called a sheriff.
That is correct. He's still called the sheriff. Well, we call him the sheriff. Down there, they call him the director of public safety. And right now, the way it is written, local governments can change it. Take away your vote, the citizens, take away your vote to decide who do you want as sheriff? Who do you want as your constitutional officer? Who do you want as the clerk of the court? Right now, I answer to the people. That's who I answer to. I don't answer to anyone else. But to my taxpayers. And if the taxpayers don't like what I'm doing, they have the right to remove me from office. And unlike like in Miami, they can't do that. The citizens cannot remove someone that's protecting them, can't remove their tax collector, can't remove their clerk of the court, can't do any of that. And this Amendment 10 assures that all of the constitutional officers are elected by their citizens.
Yeah, and it makes sense because then you are accountable, like you said, to the people versus where a city commission type set up, they would appoint that person. Then you have a constant struggle of, okay, voting, say, for instance, 4-3 to appoint this person. And then if you as a citizen think they're doing a terrible job, you have to wait until, you know, there's ballots for the city commission and go through the, you know, all the throes of changing that. So I like what you're saying. These constitutional officers are directly accountable to what their duties are. And if people don't like it, then they vote them out.
That's right. Every 4 years. Every 4 years they can decide.
The only thing I don't like about sheriff being an elected thing is it gets into politics. It gets into the staffs that change. In other words, you know, there's Billy Wood supporters. There's guys and gals, I'm sure, that have your back 100%. There's some that maybe don't agree with you all the time. And it creates these factions in law enforcement. That's the part that I don't like.
I wouldn't disagree with you in any shape, way, or form, Bob. You're absolutely correct. You know, coming to the office, you know, everybody knows that I came from outside of the sheriff's office. And that's what I always seen over the years. And it is. And it's a toll on the men and women. And what your hopes are is that you get a leader in there and you put an individual in place that doesn't do that. That doesn't
divide people up, doesn't play a partisan type thing.
Because if you do, your interest is not for the county that you represent. Your interest is for yourself. And all that should matter, and all that matters to me, is that each and one of my employees do their job and do their job right. Not whether or not they hold a sign for me, whether or not who they support, okay? Are they protecting the citizens of Marion County? That's what matters to me.
Well, we just wish people like you weren't so rare, Sheriff. We appreciate it. Real quick, because we're running out of time. Crime, Marion County overall, kind of up, down, where are some areas that are of concern?
You know, we are on a rise in Marion County, but you know, I could sit here and give you an enormous list of why crime rises, whether it be Marion County or any other state. Population. Right now, Marion County's population increase is 1.8%, okay? Unfortunately, I hate to disappoint people, but when population increases, it ain't all good guys that come. Bad people come with them. Along with that increase, one of the things over the decades that occurred is our transit population. Transit population is huge, and it's never put into the calculations because you can't. You can't put it in the numbers to determine what is your crime rate compared to your residential. You know, Marion County, I have 360,000 residents, but however, you know, during the prime hours of a day, I could have well over 500,000. So if you take that number to whom I'm servicing, who's in there, and with all the criminals, that crime rate's going to drop.
All right. We can talk further about it another time because we know having Interstate 75 going right through your county, it gives access to great visitors.
Yes.
And some not so great.
That is so true.
We'll continue on that the next time we get to meet. And we appreciate it, Sheriff Billy Woods, Marion County. Keep up the good work, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Bob. Always a pleasure to be with you and Greg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.